As you know, we're doing our God at Work theme for the next while, and we just want to keep reiterating that whole really, really simple message that God is in the extraordinary and he's in the mundane as well. And there is no difference between doing the fantastic stuff, you know, wherever that may be for you, whether it be in a work situation, a school situation or a home situation, and then somehow there are other bits of life that are just non-spiritual, that are just beyond, you know, they don't quite register on the spiritual scale, and they're just stuff. But it's all what God is involved in our lives. And the way that is really powerful for us to kind of just begin to keep understanding that, I think, is for us to tell stories. And so the stories from Ben this morning and the stories from Sally this morning, do you know, they're not meant to be spectacular. They have spectacular bits in them because God uses us and gives us favour in some of those situations, but they're not meant to be those incredible mountaintop experiences. And we all sit there going, well, if only I had a job like that, or if only I was Ben, or if only I was Sally, or if I was only, you know, as gifted or as, you know, in that environment, then that would be fine. And actually what I do doesn't count. And what we'll hear from them is just actually the really fantastic stuff, but actually the really mundane stuff as well, and how all of that is really where God is using them and God is blessing them. So I'd like to invite Ben up first, if that's all right.
Just on the back of that, before I get asked any questions, I was here last week and sitting there and listening to Lina, who was being interviewed, thinking, you know, it'll probably be about a year and a half until they get desperate enough to ask me up here, because I really haven't got anything to say compared to what Lina's doing. And so I was really interested to hear what you said about small things that you think are small being really important. And anyway, big up for Lina, really.
So let me introduce Ben. I know for many of you, he will be a familiar face, but actually, for many of you, he may not be a familiar face other than Ben, who plays harmonica sometimes, and you might not know an awful lot more about him. So let me tell you a little bit more about Ben. Ben's been in River Church for 13 years. He's married to Fanny, who many of us know and love, and have two great children who are in their 20s now, aren't they?
Pretty much.
Ben is a freelance cameraman and working in TV and particularly in documentaries. Now, in recent sort of weeks and months, you would have seen probably some of Ben's work on the telly. So there was a children's TV programme called The Inventors on very recently this week, was that?
Last night, in fact.
And so that was Ben's work. If you were here on Easter Sunday, we played a clip where Mary Magdalene meets Jesus after the resurrection. That also was some of Ben's work. Fantastic. And also, if you saw the Jon Snow, Maggie and Me interview, or, you know, his recollections and memories, really, on the Channel 4 this week, that was also Ben's work. So, he's a proper cameraman. Excellent. Ben, tell us what your current project is.
Well, currently I'm working back on that Bible thing that you might have seen over Easter. And I last filmed on it about 3 years ago, and then it came to a halt because the project had sort of completed its initial stage and then needed further funding to go forward. So, and the good thing is that it's now got further funding, and it's turned from a sort of £1 million project into a £5 million project due to some money coming in from the States. And so we're now doing 4 complete gospel films, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, which will be turned into 4 cinematic releases for the States. It may come over here if there are enough people going to watch it. But and so we're completing the gospel dramas at the moment.
Excellent. And tell us particularly why this project, other than obviously people physically watching it on a screen, why this actually has, you know, just some incredible benefit to the world in terms of what you're actually doing and producing?
Well, there's a couple of things. One is that this is, as far as we know, the only films of the Gospels which are not interpretations of the Gospels. In other words, it's not a Passion of the Christ film or a Last Temptation film. They're unscripted. So the script is purely driven from the word of the Bible itself. So we're shooting it in a way where there's no script delivered, other than a kind of rift language. And so when the film goes out, it then becomes dubbed on with the actual word from the text. So that means you can have it in any version, NIV or NSV or whatever floats your boat. And furthermore, it can go into any language. So that's one aspect.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, the exciting thing about the new funding is that it comes from the people who run an app called the Bible app, which is a sort of YouVersion type thing. So I don't know if you're into that, but it means that in the future, there will be free at the point of delivery, so you'll be able to go to your Bible on your iPad or your phone or however you do it, or on the net, and then read the verse and then click on that verse or chapter and be able to view a filmed version of that scene. And I think that it's coming up for 100 million downloads, that app, at the moment, and that's before it's kind of got into China and other places. So in terms of viewing, as the producer said, this is probably, it's quite likely to become one of the most watched films, or clips of films at least, by the time it gets to that stage, ever made. So it's exciting from that perspective.
Isn't that absolutely gobsmackingly amazing? The ramifications for, you know, the kind of underground churches and places where they're just, it's so very difficult or dangerous to get the gospel into those places, that app that you're working on could be one of the most incredible evangelistic tools that, would be getting the good news of the gospel out there.
Absolutely right. And the bizarre thing is that I've never seen myself in any way, shape or form an evangelist. So, and I just happen to be connected into it. But it is an incredible, very exciting for me, because the Gospels can become, certainly for me or any part of the Bible, can become a pretty dry and dusty place to knock around in, and which is why I don't spend an awful lot of time reading it. But to put it into a language which, for me, because I'm in a visual medium, and cinematography for me is an amazing way to communicate with people. It just means that there's a new way for audiences to connect with the Word of God in an intimate and exciting and challenging way. Yeah. I hope.
Excellent. Tell us about this photograph that's on the screen there.
It's a bit of fun, really. We hadn't seen the disciples for 3 or 4 years. The news of the disciples, in case you're disconnected with the latest updates on the disciples, one of them has gone AWOL, can't find him. Another one is in jail. We don't quite know why. Mary Magdalene, by the way, has had 3 kids. But this picture is Selva, who plays Christ, getting briefed by one of the biblical consultants as we're getting ready to shoot the Peter and the Rock scene. And it was just coming up for lunchtime. And the guy in the background is one of the disciples at the top of the hill, who obviously is a multi-faith crew and unit. And he was delivering the call to prayer at full volume at the same time. So, a bit of fun.
Absolutely fantastic. In terms of your career, actually, the kind of, in terms of being a cameraman with a connection with the Gospels, it's actually only a small part of it. Tell us a bit more about your, you know, what else you've been doing, and really, how you find God and how God uses you in those other situations.
Coming up here to talk about what I'm doing now. I kind of feel it's tied in to the fact that I'm doing this big gospel film, and the point is God at work, and you know, maybe, you know, Ben's doing this great work. And actually, in the grand scheme of things, I've been, you know, trying to make a living doing camera work for 30 years, and 6 months will have been on this project. So it's a very small part of it. And so, for me, probably I think my work has been hijacked a little bit by God in this, in terms of being able to use me in a different way on this project. But really, I think the interesting thing is how and if I can be used in the things which aren't particularly God-related. So, I don't know, doing a film about Maggie Thatcher or kids inventing. What is it that I can bring there to allow me to express my faith in a way which actually means something? And I think that it's great to be used in big ways, and it's a huge privilege to be working on this project. But there are many more small ways in which I'm likely to get used, and I think possibly for all of us, I don't know, it's those small things that actually perhaps make the biggest difference, because there's connections, real connections between people. And so when I'm working with a unit, whether it's, you know, whether it's people of different faiths, like it is out in Morocco, or whether it's in the UK working on anything, like all of us, we work with people from, you know, with different perspectives on religion, and so yeah, I can't remember the question, but I think
difference do you think you make in that environment?
Well, I think, do you know, I don't think you can measure it. I don't know if I ever went back through my career and said to all the people I've worked with, did I actually make a difference to your faith journey? I can't honestly say that anybody would say anything very uplifting. I just don't know. But I hope that the way I conduct myself during filming, which can get pretty fraught and difficult, is enough for people to perhaps reflect on why I behave in the way I do. And sometimes it's, you know, not all good, obviously. But and now and again, I will get onto faith issues. You know, for some reason, these things crop up, don't they? And somebody will ask you about something connected to faith, and so I'll have a conversation about it. And you know, I can't say it's ever turned anything into anything dramatic, but I can't help but believe that those seeds that we all plant in those small ways have got the possibility to germinate.
Just one last question. When you're out on a shoot, or you're just going about the kind of everydayness of work, how do you find yourself keeping connected to, you know, Jesus, to that kind of life source that is for you? How do you do that in just the everyday?
Well, on this project, it's easy when I'm filming, because obviously I'm immersed in the text. You know, I've spent 14 hours a day, 6 days a week for a month, meditating on the Gospels, which, you know, is crazy for anybody. A monk wouldn't do that, would they? If they'd check their, yeah, and I get paid for it, which is fantastic. And so there, it's fantastic, because it's like a meditation, and it's that meditative revelation that I want to try and capture when I'm filming, and things do happen, and you know, you start looking at the text in a completely new way, and filming Jesus and the disciples is a very visceral experience, and one that I hope for people to be able to connect with when they watch it. And they've got this this kind of motivation where the camera is the 13th disciple. And so you become, the audience becomes that camera position, and we're over the shoulder of Christ, we're with the disciples, and so the viewer can get a chance to be in that place at that time and think, what's going on here? Am I inspired by this guy? Is he a nutter? Why is he doing this? Surely this isn't what Jesus would do, or how amazing. So it's quite easy to engage when I'm filming like that, and to stay in touch with how the light's changing. If I'm filming ordinary day-to-day stuff, then I think at the best of times, there's a there's an intermittent dialogue going on in a prayer form. So I'll just be maybe internally praying in tongues or something, or I'll be asking for, I don't know, help usually because I need it. And so there's usually a sort of patter throughout the day if I'm connected at that time to my faith journey. I'm not
fantastic.
Always.
Fantastic. Thank you. We'd like to pray for Ben, wouldn't we? I mean, what a fantastic story, just the way that God is meeting him at work. So, Ben, just give us 1-2 points of what we can pray for.
Well, we're going back in to spend June and September filming in Morocco again. And so the things that are really key for me are the relationships between the cast, the crew and the unit, and also, believe it or not, the weather, which affects us quite dramatically, sometimes for the best, but it can turn for the worse. But when it can stop filming, which is very expensive for a day if it rains, but at other times I really get a huge amount of input into the picture, depending on what is happening with the sun and the shade, and amazing things do happen with the weather. So I'd really like prayer for how the light is during a day and how it's falling, and you know, a bit of luck with the weather, or prayer with the weather would be great.
Okay, so just take the next sort of 30 seconds a minute just to really bless Ben in what he's doing, and if you want to, you know, it'd be nice to hear your voices, so please do feel that you can pray out loud, but it would be fantastic just to bless this guy, wouldn't it? Thank you, Ben.
Thank you very much, everybody.